Welcome to Blessings from Beulah Street, this weekly program of timeless Southern gospel music and a thoughtful message is brought to you by the Mount Calvary Community Church in Alexandria, Virginia. Along the way, we trust you'll find hope, forgiveness, and resurrection in the music and the message. On this special Easter edition of Blessings from Beulah Street, we'll begin with a song by Mount Calvary's own Kevin Brown. Here's He Was on the Cross.
I'm not on an ego trip. I'm nothing on my own. Make mistakes, I often slip. Just common flesh and bone. But I'll prove someday just why I say I'm of a special kind. For when He was on that cross, I was on His mind. Eyes were on the crowd that day. He looked ahead in time. For when He was on that cross, I was on His mind. For He yet He loved me. He whose glory makes the heaven shine. Though unworthy of such mercy, yet when He was on that cross, I was on His
line. Hi, this is Kevin Brown from the Mount Calvary Singers. We'd like to welcome you to a special edition of Blessings from Beulah Street.
We'll continue our Easter Sunday music with the Mount Calvary Singers and Oh, What a Savior.
He gave His life's blood for even me.
Once dark valley had no hope within. Close I see, but He gave His life's blood. Oh, what a Savior. He gave his life's blood for even me.
Mount Calvary Senior Pastor Charlie Wood at our special outdoor Easter Sunday service with this week's scripture reading, where we learn for the first time that Jesus has risen from the tomb.
In the book of St. Matthew, the 28th chapter, "Now after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning and his clothing as white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the women, 'Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, but he is risen. As he said, come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell the disciples that he is risen from the dead. And indeed, he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you.' So they went out quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to bring his disciples the word." Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the beautiful sunshine that you've given us. We thank you for this opportunity to come together outside under this beautiful sky, simply, God, to worship you and to celebrate a risen Savior. We ask now that you'll be with every heart, that you will just allow us to just focus upon the goodness that you have for each and every one. God. Make this today be a day of healing, a day of comfort, a day of inspiration, God. And we just ask that every word that's spoken, every song that's sung, God, it simply brings glory unto your name. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. And all God's people said, amen.
Amen.
My Lord was dead
and buried
in a tomb,
in a borrowed tomb.
He arose.
Yes, my Lord arose.
He got up from that cold, dark room. He's alive.
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 Oh, my Lord is alive and well. If you believe
with your heart
and you confess
with your tongue
that God has raised up Jesus from the dead,
no need to doubt it.
Oh, no.
No doubt about it.
Oh, yes, God's word has promised you shall be saved.
Safe from doubt.
Safe from doubt.
Safe from fear.
Safe from fear.
Safe from hell.
Safe from hell.
A devil's hell.
A devil's hell.
Well, oh, my Lord.
Oh, my Lord.
Well, oh, my Lord.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, my Lord is alive and well.
If you believe
with your heart
and you confess
with your tongue
that God has raised up Jesus from the dead,
no need to doubt it.
Oh, no.
No doubt about it.
Oh, yes. God's word has promised you shall be saved.
Safe from doubt.
Safe from doubt.
Safe from fear.
Safe from fear.
Safe from hell.
Safe from hell.
A devil's hell.
A devil's hell.
Well, oh, my Lord.
Oh, my Lord.
Well, oh, my Lord.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, my Lord is alive and well.
Oh, shout it out.
Up on the mountain.
Oh, shout it out.
Down in the valley.
Shout it out.
Across the land.
Shout it out. Shout it out.
Down in the valley.
Shout it out.
Across the land.
Shout it out.
To every man.
Oh, my Lord
is alive and well.
Oh, shout it out.
Up on the mountain.
Shout it out.
Down in the valley.
Shout it out.
Across the land.
Shout it out.
To every man.
Oh, my Lord
is alive and well.
Oh, he's alive.
He's alive.
Yes, he's alive.
He's alive. Forevermore. Shout it out.
Shout it out. That's the Mount Calvary Singers on Blessings from Beulah Street. Here's Senior Pastor Charlie Wood with this week's message at our special outdoor Easter Sunday service.
Easter Sunday, to stand in front of you with the guys, with the choir, with the musicians out here just doing the best they can. We got wind blowing, everything, things are falling over, we'll prop them up. It'll work, folks, it'll work. Miss Ruby set the tone as we went into the cemetery, and she says, you know, this has been the year of funerals. And I deem it an honor and a privilege any time that I'm asked to share. And I want to thank the guys. I know so many times that this year long we've been asked to sing and to minister at funerals, and God is blessed. And sometimes we've been able to take a day which is so filled with sorrow and pain and heartache, and through the music that God has given us, through the scripture that he places within our hearts, he's been able to turn those days of sorrow into tears of joy. And I thank God for that. And in every one of those funerals that I have done this year, I have read a certain scripture. It's one that each and every one of you know. It's found over in the Old Testament. It's the 23rd Psalm. And those first three verses read as such, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul." Today, for just a moment, I want to share with you how God is a God who restores. First and foremost, the reason that we celebrate Easter, the reason we celebrate a risen Savior, is because God restored mine and your relationship with Him. It says in His Word that all of our good deeds are nothing more than filthy rags in His sight because we serve perfect, a wonderful God. So first and foremost, we thank God for allowing us to restore the relationship with Him. God also restores our relationships with others. I'm so glad that today so many churches are getting back together and they're celebrating in person live. And I'm just glad that you came out today. And for those of you who couldn't make it out and are watching in on the live stream, good to have you today. But I just want to remind everyone out there, God restores our relationships with others. And it says in His Word that they will know that we are Christians. Why? Not because of what you put in the plate, not because of how you dressed, not because of even if you had a red scarf and rode a tractor in the day. The reason that God restores you is since that He will know us by our love one for another. Folks, what a joy it is to be surrounded by so much love to God's people today. God restores our love for one another. And thirdly, because, hey, if you don't have 3 points, I don't think you preach today. Thirdly, God restores our relationship with ourselves. You say, what do you mean by that? Time and time I've heard again that it seems like over these last couple of years dealing with that COVID and all the challenges, we've had so many children out there that suffered from depression, from anxiety. So many people have been caught up and inside, and they've had to struggle with themselves. And I'm here to tell you that God loves you. He sent His Son for you to die upon a cross, and on the third day, He arose from the dead. And I know within your heart of hearts that you can have that confidence that God restores even yourself. I believe that God restores souls. He restores lives. He restores families. He restores hearts. He restores churches. He restores people. He can restore countries. And believe it or not, He can even help you restore an old tractor. Over there behind Straight Out Air, in case you didn't know it, that is a Ford tractor. Brother Bob Heim and myself have been working over the last 2 months trying to restore that tractor. I said, Bob, let's find something to restore. And let's find something even older than you are. And we couldn't. We couldn't find anything like that. Where's Bob? He just left the car. Oh, there he is over there. He's the guy murmuring under his breath over there. Folks, that is a 1940 9N tractor. 82 years old. It belongs to my mother. When my father passed away some 8 years ago, he had two tractors, and he bought a beautiful 1953 Ford Jubilee tractor that he drove all the time once he bought that one. This old tractor, he never even started. That tractor hadn't been started for 20 years. And when I asked my mother about it, she says, the best thing to do is just to sell it for parts. I said, oh no. We're going to try to work on it. We're going to try to get it running again. And I tell you, the first time the brother Bob Heim woke up in the middle of the night and he says, I know what I'm doing wrong with the timing on that tractor. He got me up at 6:30 in the morning. We went out, he changed the wires around, and that thing first started to crank over. I had to do a little dance all the way around that tractor. We brought it back and we used a number of cans of paint on it. We've done everything. Don't look at it real close. But I am tickled that we were able to be a part of restoring something. God wants to be a part of restoring the things in your life that you are dealing with. Whether it's a relationship. Oh, we all have families. Anybody that... I have met a couple people that do not have a dysfunctional family.
I think they're out there. But anyway.
Hey. Quiet down, choir. Quiet down. If there's a relationship you need restored,
thank you, God.
If there's a situation in your life that needs to be restored, take it to God. If there are questions that are unanswered in your heart, in your mind, take it to God. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for opening our hearts today, God. And we thank you for sending your son. And we also thank you for your son just overcoming death. That tomb is empty, as Brother Matt prayed before, and God, that excites our hearts. So we thank you for what you did for us. We thank you in Jesus' name.
I've been living in this world for quite a long time. I'm always looking for a place to call my own. See, I've never been satisfied with what I saw here. So I'm moving to my brand new home.
Come on now.
So this is an address. Change notification. Soon I'll be moving to a much better home. There'll be no tears, no sorrow. There'll be no pain, yeah. This is to tell you of my address change.
Now listen.
The place where I'm moving is lovely and new. There's a river that flows like crystal walls of jasper too. And the street in front, oh, my house is made of pure gold. It's the place where I'll never grow old.
Come on now, sing with me, hey.
This is an address change notification. Soon I'll be moving to a much better place. There'll be no tears, no sorrow. There'll be no more pain. This is to tell you of my address change.
Now you know the song.
What a day that will be. Oh, when my Jesus I shall see. Oh, when I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by, oh, he leads me to his promised land. Oh, what a day, glorious day that will be, yeah. Oh, now, this is an address change notification, yeah. Soon I'll be moving to a much better place. There'll be no tears, no sorrow. There'll be no more pain.
Come on now.
So I gotta tell you of my address change. So let me tell you all of my address change.
That's Terry Lee Ryan with Address Change Notification, going to a much better place. And the Mount Calvary Singers wrap up this week's special Easter program on Blessings from Beulah Street.
I'm getting ready, ready. I'm getting ready now to move. I'm gonna move right into my Father's house on Heaven's Avenue. I'm getting ready, ready. I'm getting ready now to move. I'm gonna move right into my Father's house on Heaven's Avenue. I'm gonna walk right down the streets of gold with the friends I used to know. I wanna sit down and have a little talk with Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, see St. Peter, James, and John. I want to talk with the prophets one by one when I move into my Father's house on Heaven's Avenue.
When I move,
I'm getting ready now to move.
When I move,
I'm getting ready now to move.
I'm going to move right into my Father's house on Heaven's Avenue. When I move,
see St. Peter, James, and John. I want to talk with the prophets one by one when I move into my Father's house on Heaven's Avenue. When I move, when I move, when I move right into my Father's house on Heaven's Avenue.
Thank you for joining us on Blessings from Beulah Street. If you have a prayer request or if you'd like more information about Mount Calvary Community Church, please call us at 703-971-0165. We'd love to hear from you. Mount Calvary Community Church is located at 6731 Beulah Street in Alexandria, Virginia. You can find live webcasts of our Sunday services on Facebook and find us online at www.mountcalvary.cc. You can hear replays of this and other Blessings from Beulah Street programs by going to blessingsfrombeulahstreet.com. Click on the Listen button. Now, on behalf of Senior Pastor Charlie Wood, Associate Pastor Matt Lanham, and everyone at Mount Calvary Community Church, I'm Roger Wallace. Thanks for listening.